Hi, this is a dictation for Angela Alston. A-N-G-E-L-A-A-L-S-T-O-N. The patient arrives for a follow-up evaluation. She reports that she's undergoing physical therapy 3 times per week with focus rehab. She's also going to try a chiropractic treatment. She reports 20% improvement, and she is doing physical therapy for the last 5 months with not enough relief. Her pain level is 7 to 9 in the lower back and the neck and the left shoulder. And the cause of all of these pains is chronic. She had a car accident on May 2012 as a special cause for these pains. There is a radiation of pain to both the hands and both feet. Pain is also present in the left knee, and there has not been a reasonable relief. The MRIs are showing that there is a herniated disc at L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1, and also C4-5, C5-6, C6-7. The patient has been advised that she may benefit from injection treatment that she will consider now. A Voltaren gel is being provided, and melatonin for sleep is provided because she is saying that she has difficult time sleeping. According to her, pain level is 7 to 9. ADLs are affected 7. 20% relief has been obtained. And among the ADL patient reports, sleep is affected 10 and enjoyment life is affected 7. In the system review, patient has mild occasional headaches, but no dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbances, spots in the vision, double vision, loss of memory, balance problem, none of them. She also has a mild anxiety, but no depression, panic, PTSD. Pain and numbness, patient has a shoulder stiffness and lower back stiffness, and she has lower back pain and a pain in both the wrist and left knee, as well as neck pain. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, no difficulty with swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine frequency, painful urination of blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest and coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports the pain level has actually remained the same, only 20% improvement has been obtained with all the extensive therapy at home and at the therapist or chiropractor. No changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss are reported. No other trauma. Current pain medication is Narcos and Tylenol with codeine. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance is full compliance is reported. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 166 over 113, pulse is 87, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examination will be same from previous visit of 6/30/2022, dictation number 0630-020. The diagnosis remains the same. The plan of care is as follows. The patient is being referred to a chiropractor of her choice. For additional modalities, patient will continue to be provided Voltaren gel, melatonin, lidocaine patch, in addition to Narco and 5 milligram PRN 30 tablets, as well as patient is to continue all the therapy. Our medications continue as naproxen, Elavil, and gabapentin. And based on the response next month, we'll continue to help the patient with injection of the lumbar and cervical epidural, as well as stressor joint injection and medial nerve block and sacroiliac joint injection. She'll be seen in 30 days for this evaluation, and patient has been advised to review and read about this on YouTube and Google search, and we'll move forward. Thank you very much.